Hello, you beautiful people. I am JR.
And I'm D.
We have been in the lifestyle for 7+ years.
And we're here to share our sexy stories
and experiences.
If you're not 18, this podcast is not for you.
And if you are, please go visit
lifestylelinks.com.
That's LYNX. Hello, you beautiful people, and welcome to episode number 13.
Ooh, 13. And what's the name of this?
The 13th episode. We're going to name this. What was the name? I forget. Oh, Entry Points.
Entry Points.
It's not the entry points you're thinking about, but that's okay. That's why we love you people.
All right. So we always start with what have we done lately?
Yeah, but let's just talk about episode 13. So on a like a cruise ship or elevators or you know there's no 13. There's no floor 13, deck 13. But we're okay with 13. We're okay with it.
Yeah, because it's not a Friday.
It's not a Friday.
Yeah. We're it's okay. Not Friday yeah, the 13th, yeah, but in any case, so we always start with what have we done lately?
And what is that all about?
So we haven't been real busy.
No. We have not.
Well, we've been busy.
We've been delinquent in our sexual assaults.
I know.
Across the parameters. Right.
I know. I mean, we've been busy, but we haven't. Yeah, we haven't gotten to have sex with a lot of people.
I know we haven't.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so first of all,
yeah,
we went to a parade, St. Patty's Day parade.
We did.
The weekend before St. Patty's Day.
So in Morristown, there's a huge parade, St. Patty's Day. And we have friends that have a law office that overlooks the parade.
It's actually fabulous.
There's probably like 100 people stuffed into this
office.
Yeah,
there's multiple offices.
Yeah, it's like three big offices and a common area and a whole big. It's crazy, and there's kids running around, which I don't like.
Anyway. Yeah, exactly.
And food is crazy.
And there's all sorts of crazy people.
There is.
I mean, there's police officers.
But we're the craziest.
Oh, no, you're the craziest. Yeah. So the gentleman that JR is really good friends with is actually, he's very important in the legal system.
Yes.
In Morristown.
So we're not going to mention.
We're not going to mention any more about that. No. But in any case, so this is like a couple hours in. Party's going. Now the parade is over. Like they have these windows that multiple, like a lot of windows that you can like, it was raining that day too.
It was a little bit.
So, but you know, we can all like overlook the parade and it's beautiful. It's like really cool. Right. And it wasn't like raining hard. So the parade still happened. But in any case, this is several hours after the parade is done, but the party is still going.
Going.
And
yeah.
And there's a lot of like, you know, Irish coffees and all sorts of like, it's crazy drinking. And there's food there too.
There is lots of food.
In any case, so I see JR, he's talking and he's got about four or five women kind of huddled around him, right?
As per usual.
Yes. Interestingly enough, I can kind of hear out of the corner. Mind you, this is not a lifestyle thing.
Oh, not at all.
This is vanilla,
not
right?
Even close.
Right? And so he starts to talk about being a swinger.
Yeah, I've been drinking.
To all these women.
And I come up from the back,
right? Because he's talking to like four or five women. And the one woman turns around and she says, oh my God, he's talking about being a swinger. I'm not sure. I don't even know what to think of this. And I look at her and I'm like, yeah, I'm with him.
And you admitted that. You admitted yourself.
And she looks back at me and she says, I am so sorry.
Oh, no, she did not.
She did.
That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
And I said, no, it's cool. It's not as dramatic as you really think.
No. Yeah, but you can't go through a whole discussion. It's, you know, they're never going to get it.
He's always trying to convert people.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
I'm just trying to explain.
And
my
our
position.
Very good girlfriend,
again,
C.
Position.
Position.
Yeah, exactly.
Our very good girlfriend, C, of J and C, she does the same thing. We'll be out, right? And she'll be like, those people think, I think maybe, yeah, those people, I'm going to tell them about the lifestyle.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. This is me saying don't do it. I do it all the time.
Exactly.
So
it turned out. It turned out okay.
It was all right. Yeah. I don't know about okay. We'll have to find out.
Well, then I met that young guy.
Which guy?
That I sent the picture to.
What picture?
He's like into horses and animals, we have our
That should have flagged you right there.
No, no,
horses and
it
animals.
Wasn't for me. It was for our very good girlfriend A of J and
oh,
A.
Okay, fine.
I'm like, well, and he's looking for a girlfriend, and you know, I'm like, this might be a connection.
Does it like goats too?
No, goats like in that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's bad. So then, then the following weekend, which was actually St. Patty's Day weekend. Right.
That was fun.
Yeah, we went to Atlantic City.
So I was there on Thursday.
With your guy.
Guy buddies. We did some gambling.
You were up for a while.
I was up for a while.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad though. And you had a beautiful dinner. The Gordon Ramsay guy.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah,
Gordon Ramsay
which
restaurant.
Which is cool. Yeah.
Steaks, beautiful steaks. Great.
So in any case.
But then you guys came down the next day.
Right, because you rented us this penthouse Airbnb.
Airbnb penthouse.
The views were amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Two nights. It was the perfect location.
It was C's birthday.
Yeah.
Right. Well, celebration.
Forever. Two totally separate bedrooms.
Two bedrooms.
Two bathrooms.
Yeah.
With
really
a common
nice.
Area with, you know, living room and kitchenette.
It was really cool.
A kitchen, not a kitchenette.
Full kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It not that we ever cooked.
It was good. It was fantastic. And we went out to dinner. Fantastic dinner at this place called
Knife and Fork.
Knife and Fork on Friday.
Yeah.
And Saturday at Doc's.
Right. The seafood
with
place.
With six of us.
Oh, yeah. Because we had another set of lifestyle. This was actually all lifestyle.
It was all lifestyle.
Yeah. So we were there with the one couple, and then the other couple came.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we saw this band. It was really good.
It was fun.
I didn't like some of it. I'm not going to get into it. Why I didn't like it.
Because you have to realize JR has been a musician his entire life. Like, and so he's very picky.
Yeah, I'm a musician who likes musicians.
Yeah.
And this band had, like, tracks running.
Right.
And
it was
I'm
killing
like,
him.
It was killing me.
He was like, fakers. They might as well lip sync.
And I was really looking forward to this band.
Right.
They were like a Evanescence, a Hailstorm.
Right, the music.
Yeah
the music
of,
they
I
were going to play.
That
yeah,
kind of
exactly.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. In any case.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
We had a great time.
Oh,
really
my
good.
Goodness. And then UNC took the, what's that, rickshaw? Is that what it is?
So we're freaking
drunk. There's nobody on the boardwalk.
So we're like five sheets to not three
not
or four.
Three.
Five sheets to the wind. I'm going to boardwalk. And there's guys on the boardwalk that have these little like.
Baby, that was the only one.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. And so the four of us walk out.
It's like a little rickshaw.
And then
you sit in it and he pushes it.
Yeah, right. And Jay and I look at each other. That's C's husband, right? And we're like, yeah, we're not going to, this poor guy, he's not going to be able to take us all.
But the fact,
so you
the
got on with her.
Right. The funny part, he was going fast and you guys were walking.
I know.
He was like,
I know.
We got them first.
I know.
Like,
and he's pushing you.
Oh my God.
And we were like trying to keep up. But this is normally the way it plays out with us because him and I are like, we're a little bit more hardy. Like, we can actually... We don't need to be pampered.
You're our male friend.
Yeah, the husband to that couple.
And myself and the female.
And the female.
We need to be here.
Yeah,
pampered.
You're the princesses.
We do.
It was so funny.
Oh, my God.
So it was great. And we did shopping. And it was awesome.
Yeah, we did do shopping. Lots of shopping.
Yeah, yeah. Cool stuff. So not a lot of really exciting, crazy sexual stuff to talk about. But
the point we're making here is that it doesn't have to have sex every time. It just has to be fun.
Yeah.
And camaraderie. And just enjoying yourself.
Yeah. All right. So
next
is our main topic.
It is. What is that?
You named it.
I did. It's what I named. What did I name? Wait. No. The name of it is Entry Point.
Right. We'll be right back. Said I'm all about it. Yeah, I'm all about it. Said I'm all about it. Yeah.
Said I'm all about it. Yeah, I'm all about it. So, welcome to Entry Points.
Yeah, and so what's all of this about?
So it's about people that are just coming into the lifestyle or returning to the lifestyle.
Yeah. We got a little bit of inspiration about that thought.
Yeah, me too. And how do you go about that?
Right.
That's what we'll talk about.
And it's because we meet so many couples and we interact with so many couples that we can see their story.
Just coming into the lifestyle. What do you do? How do you approach it? And then there's people that leave the lifestyle. And it happens all the time.
Yeah.
They leave for whatever reason.
For personal reasons.
Yeah,
marriage reasons.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they come back.
Right.
And they're like...
They're re-entering. Yes.
And how do we do that? We don't want to do it the way we did it before. We want to do it a little differently.
And because there are so many stages to lifestyle. So exactly. JR and I kind of like, we actually have it down to like to this.
That's like five.
Exactly. There's five. There's social. So social is first.
And what that is people want to be social in lifestyle. They want to come to the events and have a dance party.
They want to be with us lifestyle people and hang out and have fun.
And they don't necessarily going to mix
in. Right. It's just the social aspect that they love.
Exactly.
And then the next step is soft.
Soft swap.
Right.
Where they want to participate in some way, but not fully engage in other couples.
Right. But they want to expose themselves and then so they have sex with each other.
In the same room, on the same bed.
Or they may play with other people without having penetration.
Exactly.
So it's the next level of, you know, hey, I was social and then I moved into soft.
Right, exactly.
And then the next level is?
Well, it's kind of full swap.
Full?
Where you switched partners.
And that has a lot of definitions, though.
It does, whether it's the same room or different rooms or whatever.
But they've gotten to that place where they're okay with letting their partners play with another person.
That's right.
Alone or together.
That's what we are.
We are. And, you know, people stay here.
I love that.
People stay here for a long time.
Yeah. And that's where I think where most people are is in a full swap situation.
Right.
Where, you know, you meet a couple, you have something in common. And you talk about it, and you go into a playroom, or
it's a house party.
House party,
right?
Or hotel room,
right.
And you have sex.
There's lots of options,
right?
Yeah, I mean, staying a full swap is a very good lifetime kind of position to be.
Right.
There are other people that take it to the next level,
which is
open. We actually have friends that do open. Which open basically means that they're still together as a couple.
Exactly.
But they have other people that they can go on vacations with, that they have separate relationships with.
That are kind of known to each other.
Right. Fully known to each other. And actually, they talk about it. Like some of this open stuff is like really sexy.
Exactly.
Right. So, which is empowering.
But then they come together.
Right. You're right.
Have to go home together.
Yeah. So then the final step in our minds basically is poly. But it may not necessarily be the final step. It's I lived in a poly situation, but I wasn't married to either one of those people. So it's when you're all together, everybody lives together, and we all have sex together, we all have lives together, and poly's a lot. And
it is a lot
because
it's many partners.
Yeah, but poly can present itself in many ways.
Yeah.
So we have all of these to overcome. Yeah. It depends on where you are in life. Like, so for me, poly was easy at that point in my life. Poly would be hard for me now.
So back to where we started.
Right.
As an entry point.
Right.
Right.
So when new couples come into the lifestyle, they have parameters, they have ideas.
Or maybe not. Right. They're like, they don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know.
In any case, so typically what I find what happens is you often have a woman who is bi.
Correct.
Yes. That's the easiest entry point.
It is. So a lot of people come in, couples come into the lifestyle because the female in the couple is bi and wants a female-female kind of relationship.
And she's good with that, and she's missing that, and her man will accept that.
And the way to get that is in the lifestyle.
Right.
That's where you get that.
Easy to happen.
Easy to happen.
We were at a Share an Asian party not too long ago.
Correct.
And we met this beautiful couple. She was this professional massage therapist.
Really good.
Not one of those happy ending kind of.
No. She was your professional.
Yeah. She's like medical.
Exactly.
And her guy was like super smart. And it was their first party. And
of course we met them.
Yeah, of course. Because they were sitting in the corner. I know. And we went up and introduced ourselves.
Always.
And they were like so cool. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Actually, the funny thing is that our very dear girlfriend, Jay, had an injury.
She did. She came to the event.
On a Friday.
With a back injury.
Right.
And she thought maybe it would work out, and it didn't. You know?
No. So she's stuck in her hotel room.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole lifestyle time. Party. Right now, and I'm just like looking at this new girl. I'm like,
Can you help her?
Yeah.
Can you help her? Yeah.
So we took her up and hooked them up, and in any case, relieve
some of the pain.
But in any case, their position is that they're new. So this is how they're starting. You know, like she's bi, and so he's okay with her being with other girls.
Right. And that's fun.
Yeah. And actually, I think at one point I might have said, will you be okay with him being with somebody? And she just looks at me and she just didn't have an answer.
Right. Which meant no. Yeah. Which meant no.
We don't know. For now.
Okay, meant no.
For now, it's no.
No, right.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That's the whole progression of it.
And we're going to keep in touch with them because they were very good people.
Yeah.
And they were new. And that's
super
what
cool.
We do. We like bring people into lifestyle and introduce them and get them
super
going,
cool people.
Get them going.
Yeah. But we also have like these dear friends that were in the lifestyle very seriously. And then things with their relationship.
Yeah, went awry. And they're coming back in and we suggested some things, trying to establish yourself again. Possibly be with your friends that you know and trust. Just come in that way.
And maybe even soft swap first.
Soft swap first.
Yeah. Like maybe do the progression again.
Pick couples that you like, that you're okay with, and just be with them.
Right.
Don't go mad crazy with your lifestyle,
that's
parties,
the thing.
Blah, blah, blah.
So that's the thing.
Just keep it contained.
Right, right. So a safe environment, comfortable environment. But that's the thing. Like, so it's always, do you have sex with strangers or friends? And that's a level.
Right. So, for instance, on SLS, there's a thing called hot dates. In the past, I've done that. And it never works out good because either the couples don't look like themselves or they're not like married. They're like cheating.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what we don't really like.
They're cheating on their spouse, but they're together.
Fakers and cheaters.
Doing this hot date. So we do not.
We do not do that.
Do hot dates.
We don't. We
any,
don't.
On any
but once in a while,
site.
people do get. Okay with that. But you have to spend the time and energy to do that. Like, you know, because it's a hit or miss kind of thing. So let's go back
to... It's more miss. To me, it's more miss than hit. It is.
Let's go back because JR and I are going to be going next month to...
Where?
We're going to Brussels and Amsterdam.
We are.
Yes.
So how does this tie into entry points, you ask? Well, it's our entry into the European community... and our entry into the sex clubs of Europe.
So this is the whole argument. So here's me. I'm like, okay, why don't we go on SDC, put together like a little meet and greet thing. So at least we get one night to meet them in advance. Because I'm not real good with having sex with strangers.
And what did I say?
He's like, no, Europeans don't do it that way.
They do not.
But I still think.
Oh, my God.
Right? All right.
Okay, fine. All right. But you're, no. So we've had friends. We have friends. I've gone to Europe and gone to the sex clubs. And it's like you go in. It's like bam, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's like
but
that.
In any case, I'm trying to give him the clue. So if we do a little meet and greet.
What clue?
Do a little meet and greet on Friday night.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, we'll find some expats.
Expats?
Yeah. You don't even know what that means.
I absolutely know what that means.
You do?
Of course. Where are you going to find them?
They'll be there.
For you to find that is like a needle in a haystack.
No, it's not. Every European country. In any case, right, we are going to let you know how long this works out.
We'll let you know. I'm not real optimistic. Let's put it that way.
Oh, God. Fuck him. I'm going to go on SDC.
What'd you say?
I'm going to.
You said the F word.
I know. I'm going to hook us up. I'm going to hook us up. He never gives me control of the website.
That's true.
Because he's scared.
I don't know about scared. I'm leery. Leery is the word. Not scared. Leery.
Trust me. In any case, all that I know from all that are friends that have been to Europe is that you have to be dressed very stylish.
You do.
You can't even get into the club.
No. You can't have jeans on. Pants. Men have to have shoes, like good shoes. Women have to have heels. You have to be dressed properly.
Right, right. You have to be sexy.
And one club that we looked at, when you went in at 9 o'clock, whatever, to midnight, fine. Yeah,
then you had to change.
At midnight,
you had to get scanty.
The men had to have the shirts off
right.
at the bar.
And the ladies had to have lingerie.
Yeah. Men had to have shirts off.
I'm in. We'll be fine.
Well, I have to see what this is.
So I have spent the last week trying to find a bag.
To pump up.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to find a bag where I can fit these high heels in.
I know, right?
And an alternate outfit.
You drove me fucking crazy today at whatever we were. We're trying to look at bags, and she's driving me fucking crazy.
Over finding the right bag to carry this shit in.
And the bags are like tied up with like...
well, because they're expensive. They're secured.
There's security tags on them that only go like 3 feet. They're like little...
In any case, here's what I will say about Europe is that first impressions matter.
They do.
And so this is what I have learned through lifestyle is that your first impression does really matter. Regardless of whether you're first or re-entering.
This is a good point.
Yeah.
This is a very good point.
It's so much about what do you wear, how are you groomed.
Exactly.
So JR and I are not like the perfect specimens of people.
Yeah, but we dress well.
And we take care of ourselves. We do. You know, so it's about how much manscaping do you do. It's about a woman who...
Well, let's back up. So... In these clubs and in Europe.
And U.S.
Not as much.
I know.
But in Europe, you got to show up at the front door dressed well. Forget the manscaping. That's under the clothes. You got to be dressed with a nice shirt, pants, shoes, women dressed nice with high heels.
You have to look good, you know. Yeah, be, right. like, sexy. So... We are going to see how all this plays out.
Right. Let's see if we get in.
We'll get in. Trust me.
Yeah, we'll get in. Yeah.
I'll kick you to the curb and grab one of those.
Yeah, maybe.
One of those puppies.
Puppies?
Yeah.
Well, it might be puppies. Yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
So what else you got?
So in any case, so when you're new or you're re-entering the lifestyle, one of the best places, the most awesome places to start are with meet and greets.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, you knew.
You got to take it slow.
You got to ease in. Whatever.
Yeah. Meet people that you can connect with. You know, it's all about, like, what's the name of this topic?
This topic is entry point.
Entry point.
Entry point.
Find your entry point.
I'm surprised I remember.
I know. I would have named it something else. But.
I know. We just named it like 2 minutes ago.
And we love actually naming these topics together.
And we talk about it.
Yeah. It's such a collaborative effort. Yeah. But thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. Anything else? What else you want to say?
Oh, that's it.
That's it?
Now it's what's coming up next, and we got a lot going on.
We have a lot going on.
Yeah, we got to catch up.
Stay tuned, you people. Okay, people, that was our entry point's main topic. And now, what are we doing next?
Yes.
And what is that?
Where are we going?
I don't know. You tell me.
Lots of stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah, so.
Hit me. Hit me.
Yeah, hit you. Hit me. Okay, I'm doing this all off the top of my head. No, mind you. He has notes, and I don't.
PGC.
Oh, yeah. PGC. We're going to Pleasure Garden.
March 30th, the Saturday night before
Easter. Because we're going to be down there anyway.
We're going to see the kids. And
yeah, we'll stay with my kids.
Yeah. But PGC, Saturday night, it should be good.
It should be good. So, come and join us.
So if you're anywhere in the New Jersey, Philadelphia, Delaware area, meet us at Pleasure Garden Club in Philadelphia.
Saturday.
On March 30th.
Absolutely.
We would love to see you. You have no idea.
So fun.
Exactly.
So then after that, the very next weekend, we got invited to some sort of hotel.
April 6th, we got invited.
It's a meet and greet. It starts as a meet and greet.
That's what it says.
No, baby, that's perfect for like new people.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like for new people that you go to a meet and greet.
Right.
But then it's supposed to transgress into a hotel party. Which we'll see. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we're invited to that.
So check on SLS, April 6th.
Yeah.
It should be there. Okay, what's next? Oh, our trip.
Yeah, well, we're going to tell you all about Europe.
Right. But so let me just preface this. So it's like Thursday morning.
No, we're leaving Wednesday night.
No. Let me start. It's Thursday morning, leap year. And I'm waking up.
How this trip happens.
I'm waking up and I go on my phone. I do this every morning. I go see what's going on. And I see this thing that says United Airlines. Special event, special whatever.
He's going to tell you how this got
50,000 miles to Europe.
Right.
Four different cities. Yep. Right.
Yeah. And he sends me a text message and he says, do you want to go to Europe in April?
Yeah,
sure.
Brussels was the best bet. Anyway.
In any case, I am so excited to actually experience a European lifestyle club. And we're going to tell you all about them.
Yeah.
Yes. But I still want to do a pre-meet and greet. In any case,
whatever.
We will tell you. So after Brussels
we really wanted to go to Amsterdam, but the flights weren't that great.
Yeah.
And the Airbnbs were very expensive.
Yeah.
Versus Brussels.
Right. It's gonna be beautiful.
So we wound up going, flying to Brussels, doing an Airbnb in Brussels. But taking the train.
The really cool thing is it's going to be all those Holland tulips. Have you ever seen all those pictures of all those tulips?
Is that a lifestyle thing? I'm not sure if that's
prevalent. I think that all girls' vaginas look like those.
Oh, possibly. So we're going to go to Brussels and take a side trip to Amsterdam one day.
Right.
And come back.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a couple of lifestyle clubs.
Yeah, we're going to tell you. We're going to tell you all about it.
So what I'm planning on, I don't know about you, what I'm planning on is our next episode is going to be about lifestyle clubs.
Yeah.
Like U.S. versus
Europe. How different they are.
Exactly.
Yeah. That might be.
So that's going to be our end of April episode.
Okay. Yes. I agree.
And that's going to be. You want to tune into that.
So then after Brussels and Amsterdam, we get to go to our very dear friends, J&A.
We do.
They're horse people. Yeah. And we get to go to their derby party.
So on May 4th is the Kentucky Derby. Derby party.
Right. So it starts out as Swirl.
It starts out a swirl.
Swirl.
What is that? Now, what is swirl?
What is swirl? We told them before.
Yeah. If you listen to our last podcast, you know what that is. Swirl is vanilla and lifestyle.
Mixed.
Right.
Yeah.
So at one point, about 9, 10 o'clock, you know,
even earlier.
The vanilla people, they leave.
Yeah.
And now it's a lifestyle
people. So we're really looking forward to that.
So what else we have?
We have...
Oh, yes. Hold on. We have... So this is a little far out, but we need to mention this. We are planning a group trip to Caliente.
The weekend after Labor Day.
Right. So September 5th through the 9th, which is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, coming back on Monday. We're organizing a group rate kind of a thing, which everyone can take advantage of.
Right. And we'll be having pool games.
Lots of games. We may even do a podcast from there.
Oh, that may be
which,
nice.
There's another couple who does that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there is. So we may do that. And so if you've never been to Caliente, it's a great.
It's a beautiful place. Yeah.
It's totally enclosed. There's a pretty good restaurant. The pool is fabulous.
Yeah.
And there's like two bars that support the pool.
Yeah. Really nice place.
It's very good. Very good.
So we'll keep you updated on that.
We will.
And thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. And once again, thank you. And
email us at...
Yes, email. Yeah, not email. Email.
Email. Email us at...
LifestyleLynx.com. That's LYNX. And thank you, you beautiful people.